This is a very important question. John McClain will join us tomorrow, I believe, at 7 o'clock, and we've got a preseason game to discuss on Thursday night. Can our boss really keep the name the Triple Threat if Ted Johnson left the show?
He kept Mad Radio.
He did, but the thing is,
Mad Radio stood for Mike Meltzer and Davies.
True.
And then we came on. And
what does Triple stand for?
The three guys.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no more three.
Right, but there's no more. You're asking, can he? Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, he's going to do it now.
Should he? Should he? No, the answer to that question is no, he should
it's
not.
False advertising.
What if they bring a third person on? Then it's a triple threat.
Who's the third guy?
I obviously don't know.
Play program director.
At some point, no. If they bring a third host on, then it's a triple threat.
I'm allowing you to play program director, though.
Who would you hire?
Oh, no, don't do that, because then I'm going to piss off some part timer and I don't know. I would,
that's good, because then we get content from them from the weekend.
Paul loves this interstation drama. Loves it.
Frankly, I don't know who most of them are.
Seth, I know you've told me this off the air, but I mean, Mark Ryan in the afternoons, huh?
I don't know. I'm not picking on Mark Ryan.
You're not? I know. You're complimenting
I'll bring up
Mark has done an afternoon show.
I'll bring up Mark Ryan when I have issues with various tweets or comments.
He has experience doing an afternoon talk show.
Yeah, in Tampa,
in a big city, so. That is a factual
statement. Did he
work
with Booger McFarland?
Yes.
Booger. What a name. That's just that Booger McFarland's career
really
has been made by his name.
I feel like he's just the person that would work up both Sean and Rich enough where there'd be a lot of anger and resentment on the show, which makes great radio.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what Rich Lord's looking for at this point in his career. The only name that I could come up with them is if play on their names. If we got rid of the triple threat element, we've got Rich and Sean. I thought maybe Respect. If we could do Respect a little bit and make them hipper, like the duo that they are, the young, definitely not middle-aged,
yes.
not balding or anything group that they are, they Respect.
The mediocre layup for me would have been the Vacation Threat, but now that Ted's gone, it's really just Rich. So now instead, because you have two older whites that are hosting this show, instead of the Triple Threat, I'm going to call it The Establishment. We get a logo with a glass of wine.
All is well.
And they're up in an ivory tower looking down upon the masses.
I like that a lot.
Not bad. I don't know how much they love the brand, but it's a good name.
Listener says it could be the double play or the ground rule double. Again, going with the older white dude theory. Yeah, baseball might be better.
Hang on a second. Can we please, for the love of God, get away from the names that these just completely awful names that have to do with sports. I mean, one of our competitors.
How do you feel about the Deceptively Fast podcast?
I feel
a little bit offended.
But
I
like that's a descriptive phrase.
That's making fun of a sports cliche too.
That is so unique though. Take a look. Look, this isn't shade at our competitors, but there's one station in particular where it's always insert the badge, the bottom line, the blitz. Those names, just as mediocre as
our names. Not to call them out specifically, except to specifically name them.
Right, exactly.
Well, I see.
See?
I disagree with you there,
Scientist
though.
Scientist here.
I disagree with you there because I like the evening baseball show we have, which is called The Shift. But I feel like
that's unique.
That's kind of forward thinking because it's new. Yeah, you take 10 years ago, you call it The Shift, and most baseball fans are like, huh?
Well, how about this in that vein, The Read Option?
The read option.
Well, that died.
The pass option.
That joke fell flat on its face.
The read option, I guess that's almost like a good name for a blog because that'd be like long-form journalism. Like, oh, you can read. There is a read option. I forgot about that.
The Wildcat.
I like that guy. Whoever chooses to call himself the Wildcat,
it's
going to be some guy. We're going to talk sports this morning. Not like those other stations. They're going to tell you about the X's in the O's and the wins and the losses. We're going to talk about the people. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty, the rock and roll.
He's like a more smoked out Scott Farrell that drinks a lot of Coors.
Yeah, I like the Wildcat.
I like it.
Those guys don't have a Wildcat. Wait, are we doing that for the Triple Threat?
No.
That would just be a weird sports name.
Let's just throw out dumb formations. The Shotgun.
It does seem to me, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I feel as though the reason why the Triple Threat's name is remaining the same is because it's going to take a lot of work to change the name. because then you got to change all your branding. Yeah. You have to change all the stuff in the system. Well, and I get this
two
feeling.
People.
I know, but I get the feeling that nobody really wants to do that.
Well,
right,
that's
now.
So lazy. There's two people.
But there are two people. But I think Ryan, our program director, wants to take his time with a decision about what to do. Like, okay, wait a second. Do we want to keep this two-person show? Do we want to add a third person? So what are you going to do? Like, rebrand everything for 3 months and then bring somebody in December? We're like, by the way, we're going to have a party for our new show.
Well, under Gavin, we used to sometimes have, like, no show names at all. So it would just be, like, people coming on and being like, hey, it's Rich Lord and Sean Pendergast, and here we are. Here's 4 hours of talk radio.
There's a certain an honesty and integrity in just calling it the Rich and Sean Show, or the Sean and Rich Show.
Season.
Sean and Rich.
Simple.
Sean and Rich. That sounds a little bit like, what was the old one here?
SNR.
That sounds almost like S&M. Too close to S&M.
Too close?
I don't like anything that sounds too close
R&S?
To S&M. R&S.
Although that sounds like there's an N in the middle of it.
Respect. For the midday, the In the Loop, I didn't really come up with anything. I still feel weird about making fun of In the Loop because of Landry, because he's our old producer. I don't know. I almost feel like he's the... I had a friend growing up who, when he would go to his dad's house after his mom and dad got divorced, he'd go to his dad's house and his dad had a new wife. And so my friend's stepmother would, in the morning, wake up, and for this family of now four children, my buddy and his brother, and then these two other boys that were hers, she would wake up and she would cook breakfast for her two boys. Like, she'd cook eggs and sausage and everything. Well, my friend and his brother would get cereal. So, like, I don't want to be the stepmother that's giving Landry cereal. I want to be sure.
No,
he's, yeah.
No, I feel think, like we need to roast his ass.
Yeah. I don't think we're really at risk of that.
Why do you guys always got to talk about your ex here? I'm here. Yeah. I'm here for forever. And you guys are always like, well, Landry said this. Well, what did I say?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm only partly joking here,
I'll text you random Landry critiques of the show. Based on basically just random conversations hanging out with him this past weekend.
Oh, we do have Chris Jones in there behind the glass, by the way.
Yeah,
who's done a very good job.
The new guys are here, and it was always Landry.
Do we talk about Landry too much?
I mean, one time the show.
But we're kind
of
defending our new show against Landry. Landry's taking more shots than. If anything, I'm defending you when I bring up Landry.
Mad Radio, it's Mike and Seth. Seth, how are you? Oh, Landry's got me all worked up. And then I'm like just sitting here and twiddling my thumbs. We got some good text, by the way, on the DWIattorney.com text line for the triple threat. Two older white men, the double dribble. I like that.
Oh, God.
Implies drooling.
Wait a second there. What? Look, what's the white guy thing have to do with it? Do whites have more prostate issues than other races?
If they do, I don't know.
Yeah, say the older guy. Yeah.
Now, 515.
Somebody who still enjoys making fun of my own people, the whites. I don't like to do it unless it's actually relevant. Because then you just turn into like, I'm making fun of white people just for the hell of it.
I thought dribble was for drool.
They're talking about out of their leakage. Oh, by the way, Mike, I noticed this in the bathroom the other day. You might have to go get checked. Your urine stream did not sound like a normal younger 30s.
It's not like 30s. A hose.
No, yeah, like you had
an
intermittent urine stream. I was. No, this was a couple weeks ago. I forgot to tell you about that. You might be dying.
Okay.
I was going to the bathroom and I was like, boy, that urine stream, that guy's got to get checked out. And I assumed like it was going to be one of our older sales dudes or something. And then out you walked, and I didn't want to bring it up right at the moment because there were other people in the room, but bring it up on the radio.
Was it intermittent? Is that what
it was?
Yeah,
it was like.
I mean, if you're going to the bathroom,
pulsing.
When you're going to the bathroom, unless
usually not an issue for me.
He might be doing Kegels. You know,
not here.
That's how you last longer.
His orgasms.
Well, I looked this up online. So back in the day when I first started like having the relations, I thought to myself, man, I'm really quick. So how can they make this last longer? So I went to Google and I thought to myself, this is actually a solution. So for a time I did that, but I've resumed my normal thing, which is going to the bathroom and just unleashing the hose and going. As quickly as I possibly can.
For you younger guys out there, by far the best way to prolong the sexual experience is to be so beaten down by life that you find joy in nothing anymore and that you're basically just going through the motions.
And
you're like, I guess this is good. All right, here we go.
Now I got to really think about this.
Jones is going to make me think. Shaking his head, yes, so much.
A 515 guy on the DWI attorney text line. We're discussing the fact that Ted Johnson left the triple threat, and people are asking if they didn't hear. Ted's going back home to be with his family in Boston, so we are happy for him, but also sad as well as the radio station.
The double dip with Sean and Rich.
515 guy points out, hey, the Big 12 has 10 teams.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
And a dumb logo.
The Big 10 has 14
teams. Can we come up with a dumber logo for the triple threat? Maybe the thing that's all the rage these days is working the number into it somehow.
Ooh,
where can you work that three into the triple threat? I guess the E in the threat part.
Do we need a logo? Do we need Paul Gallant to go in the trip chamber and create something?
Yeah, do
Photoshop?
That. Do one of those little cartoon face things you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be a fan. Shoot, I'm not that skilled. I'm skilled enough to at least make something that resembles it. But that was difficult. I'll try my best.
You know what's bothering me right now? I'm watching ESPN over the weekend, and I hear Trey Wingo make a reference to Darren Woodson, who was part of their Hall of Fame coverage, and he made some comments to the effect of, like, well, and hopefully we'll see you in the Hall of Fame here one day. Then I saw somebody on Twitter last night say that Steve Tasker should be a Hall of Famer. I want a list of people who everybody believes should not be in the Hall of Fame. I'm tired of having people say this good to very good player should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I demand a list from everybody of who they think should not be in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Like, I watched Darren Woodson growing up. Darren Woodson was clearly a very good player. Darren Woodson is not a Hall of Famer. We are better off, for the sake of the Hall of Fame, for a guy like Darren Woodson to not be in the Hall of Fame as opposed to Darren Woodson being in the Hall of Fame. It's better to have a high standard versus a low standard. It always bothers me usually when people are like, well, this guy deserves to be in, that guy deserves to be in. We are better off not having as many people in the Hall of Fame. It is better that way.
Like
it's
Terrell
better.
Owens is what you're saying.
Not like Terrell Owens because he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Because he is a...
Not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He should have been, but that doesn't really matter. He's obviously a great receiver.
When I look on the whole, like, I have no emotional investment in the Trello and stuff at all. But now, like, and even after watching his speech, I watched almost his entire speech, I cared even less because he just is so blind to his own shortcomings on the personal side of things. Like, he has, I feel like some self-absorbed people at least understand how self-absorbed they are and kind of acknowledge
Ray
it.
Ray Lewis does not.
He doesn't. No. But at least Ray Lewis challenges it towards something positive.
Sure. Please,
where,
tell
like,
yourself
Terrell
that.
Owens, it's still more of the victimology of things. But having said all that, you look at his numbers and what he's able to accomplish, and it was in a different manner because it was with so many different teams and is typical for guys like that. But you just, like, my very overall 35,000-foot feel of it is, man, the Hall of Fame committee just overthought this. Like, they took their jobs a little too seriously when it came to the Terrell Owens stuff. There was one case where you could say, like, all right, he's in the top three in this category, top three in this category, yada, yada, yada. That's a Hall of Fame career. They put him in.
I mean, I agree, but I can see the other side to where people would say, hey, he got, you know, he left the 49ers, he got traded by the Eagles, he left the Cowboys, so... It's not as though his off-field or just interpersonal issues had no impact on the field.
Right.
They did impact his football teams and their choices to keep him as a player.
Did they actually affect the winning or losing of those teams?
Who
like,
knows?
I look at the Eagles. You know what? On that was Donovan McNabb in that game.
Yes.
Terrell Owens out there playing with a torn, with whatever his injury was.
But the next year, he basically ruined the team.
Right, off the field. He did that off the field.
Yeah, but he ruined the team on the field.
No. On the field, he had a Super Bowl winning caliber performance.
No. I'm saying the next year. The following year, when the interview on ESPN and the abs in the parking lot and all that. Like, that actually ruined the team. But even still, I will tell
did
you.
Did it ruin the team?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Some teams can handle it better than others.
Maybe. So that's my one thing. So
where did
I can
go
see
from
that.
Being a nice young kid his rookie year to turn it into that? That's what's so strange about it all.
I don't know. It's the media's fault. We glorify these guys, and then they get too big of a head.
I'm going to blame Mariucci. I think Mariucci just didn't know how to tutor Impossible.
Maybe.
Can somebody get Mariucci off the air? I love
what's
a lot of these
him?
Guys. I love a lot of these. He doesn't say anything, ever.
Okay.
Honestly, tell me something when Mariucci, they keep bringing him into these situations where I expect them to criticize somebody for something.
Yes.
Mariucci's weakness as a TV personality is that he's seems like the greatest guy in the world. Like, he seems like an awesome dude, but that's not what I want to watch on television all the time.
I think Mariucci randomly has one of the most underachieving coaching careers of the last 25 years.
But
in the
he's
NFL.
An awesome dude.
I'm sure he's an awesome guy.
I know, but that's why I'm saying why he's still, people look at him like, yeah, I want to watch Mariucci, even though he's not saying anything.